This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
All right, well, the Tolo Twitters voted. And this is what they voted for. We've got the top 10 best offseason moves so far in the National Football League.
Ooh, how many times will the Cowboys make an appearance in the top 10?
Great question.
Or are they all the honorable mentions, maybe?
There aren't even honorable mentions on here. And therefore, the Cowboys will make a whopping zero appearances in this list. 877-881-1053. What do you think has been the best move of the offseason so far? I just saw this, though. There are rumors that ESPN wants to purchase the NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, and NFL Plus for $2 billion.
That's how you get Tony Reale in the captain's chair.
That would make sense.
Make it ESPN.
So I guess that would all be under the ESPN Plus umbrella? If ESPN were to purchase that.
As long as it's just accessible, dude. I really don't even care who it is, what it is. Just tell me where to find it. As long as you're not going to make me jump through a bunch of hoops to get there.
Yeah. You know, there was a time when the CBS, NBC, Fox, they all had their own brand and images and heritage that came along with it. And we got used to certain things being in certain places. So it was news as it was shifting. Now I have so much fatigue. I'm with Chief. I don't care. I guess I'll find it, you know, on game day.
Well, here's where it could be a problem, because you have the UFC that really wants to leave ESPN as soon as their contract is up and possibly go to Netflix, because they've had streaming issues with their pay-per-view events.
Yeah.
Will we now have streaming issues like with Red Zone? Because you know everybody on a Sunday is going to be just flooding the stream to go watch their Red Zone. Is ESPN going to be able to give us the quality of the content that we need?
Get your bandwidth together, ESPN. What are you doing?
Damn well better. I'll tell you what, it's a dangerous game to play to get out of bed with ESPN as well. Like, have you noticed when you go to ESPN and you're looking for baseball scores now, they make you click a couple of extra buttons? It used to be on the tabs. Now you can find hockey scores. For a long time, couldn't find the hockey scores.
You're right.
They make it less accessible if you aren't their partner. And across a digital world, it's... I think that matters a lot. I think baseball's visibility takes a hit. I'll tell you another thing. MLS does this deal with Apple Plus. That's the only way you can get their games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the USL is coming in over the top, a deal, I believe, with ESPN Plus, but a much more accessible deal, and they're going to do promotion and relegation. So they're they're using it as an opportunity to make a big push. We're going to have more of a broad platform for fans to find us for cheaper. and, you know, throw some money at it here, have promotion and relegation there with that marketing angle. You know, I think teams that aren't with a big national partner like that, a heritage partner like that, do have a visibility issue.
Well, I saw a report that Apple Plus has lost like $1 billion when it comes to their streaming service.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's stuff. I mean, they do have some really good shows. Because
they spend
there.
So much money on those shows, but not enough advertising and promoting those shows. Mm-hmm. They have good shows over there.
Do they?
They spend top quality dollars, and clearly they're not making any profit from
lost
it.
Lost $1 billion.
$1 billion. And, I mean, they've got like Severance that blew up, but I think, didn't they have like a 3-year gap in between seasons one and season two of Severance? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you people aren't going to hang on.
I hear conflicting opinions on this Severance. Do I need to watch it or not?
Getting frustrated. You're like, what's going on here?
Thanks for the honesty.
You get lost. You have to rewind, and you know, it's too much, bro.
There's a lot. You might like it because it does have your brain thinking.
Yeah.
And they do a masterful job ending every show. Yeah. The way the shows end, like, hooks you. But during the actual episode, did I like the episode? I don't know. But the way that it ended, I'm like, well, damn it. I've got to see now what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll catch you when you first started there, Dawson, because you're like, what's going on here? But after you start getting the groove, you're like, okay, I think we might have jumped the shark. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know.
Well, I will bail on a show. So, I mean, I feel like there's so many good options out there. I don't need to try to hold on to something. I'll
That'd
just go find something else.
On. I've heard a lot of people that have. All right, here's your top 10 offseason moves so far in the NFL. This is courtesy of Cody Benjamin on CBS Sports. I can't say I agree with some of these. Number 10 is Charvarius Ward going to the Indianapolis Colts. 3 years, $54 million. Defense should be much more respectable defending the pass with Ward in tow as the new number one cover man. Despite a trying finish with the Niners, he turned in championship-level showings with both San Fran and Kansas City. Fresh scenery should do him well. I'd love the Cowboys to make a move like that, but the dollar amount just a little too pricey.
Yeah, I think the Colts have been throwing a bunch of just random crap at the cornerback wall and hoping that it sticks for the last few years, and finally they're just like, forget it, let's get a real dude in here.
Number 9, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. 3 years, $100.5 million, which really is a one-year deal once we got the contract breakdown. It's really just 1 year for Seattle, and then both sides could go ahead and part ways if they want to. But I have wondered if this is more of a lateral move, or did they even really improve? Like, I think I would take Geno over Darnold. I think Geno against good competition has still fared well.
Yeah. Sam-
hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Darnold totally just wet the bed the last two games of that year for Minnesota.
Player for player, I'm going Geno Smith as well. But if you're telling me it's just a one-year deal with the contract that they gave him, they can get out of it, and you get the third-round pick in return for Geno Smith, now all of a sudden you're talking about, hey, I mean, maybe with Geno we win one or two more games.
Sure.
But now we have a third-round pick, and we still have the escape after one season. So if you tell it to me like that, it makes it more palatable.
Number eight is Geno going to the Raiders for that third-round pick. A long-term solution, is he? No, unlikely. But Geno's spirited play style and personality mask some of his forced throw tendencies. The Raiders needed someone, anyone under center, and Smith offered far more arm talent and on-field zeal than most available veterans. So I do think for a team that's just looking for stability in Vegas, the Geno move is a solid one for them.
They're trying.
They need that.
Yeah.
Seven is Debo going to the Commanders. Debo's had durability issues, but the fit with Terry McLaurin on the other side, Jaden Daniels airing it out, it's a perfect marriage with the Commandos in win-now mode, says CBS Sports.
You feel like their coordinator will use him in a different way than what we saw in San Francisco?
I'm interested to see how Cliff handles him.
Yeah, because I don't know if he's a guy you can really hand the ball to like that anymore.
They've got
and expect
dudes you
him
hand
to,
the ball to there already, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, I don't think they
right,
need
but you're asking me
run.
About the differences in using
yeah.
Debo Samuel compared
I think
to San
probably
Francisco.
Use him differently.
San
yeah.
Francisco was running them quite yeah. a bit. I don't think you can really do that anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably more of a receiver, yep. a true wide receiver.
And to be fair, too, like he pretty much had to be their wide receiver one last year. Now,
Debo, yeah.
yeah. Now it's like defenses are more concerned with McLaurin and obviously just having to stop Jaden Daniels in general with the legs and stuff. So he'll have opportunities. I just don't know how long he can really stay healthy.
Commanders again at number six with the Laremy Tunsil trade. They give up the 2026 second rounder, 2025 third rounder. It's a relatively steep price considering Tunsil also commands the NFL's third largest left tackle contract. Or is it? Blindside blocking is vital, and Tunsil's experience should be a welcome reprieve for 2024 rookie sensation Jaden Daniels. Commanders are clearly angling for a quick little push, and on paper, this would help. So we heard mixed things about Tunsil. I did see people in Houston that said overall he was pretty darn good for the most part. But to your point about like penalties every once in a while, he's good for a couple of those. I hope they all come against the Cowboys twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the tough part about being in the situation that the Commanders are in, because you know you have a certain amount of time with the quarterback on the rookie deal. You're trying to maximize it as best you can, and sometimes you overextend yourselves a little bit. And this could end up being one of those deals because you're trying to juggle patience with, sure. but we got to compete right now.
Here's the top five best moves of the NFL offseason so far. Number five, Zach Bond going back to the Eagles. 3 years, $51 million, and he was the heart of Dick Fangio's defense. So keeping him should alleviate the free agent losses of Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, etc., according to CBS Sports. Number four, not sure why this one's so high, but he is a local kid, and I love you. Paulson Adebo to the Giants. 3 years, $54 million. Despite missing 10 games in his final season with the Saints, he did total 7 picks, 28 breakups in 2023, ranked 16th among all corners in forced incompletions in 2021. He could end up being a lockdown number one corner. The problem is he is coming off of a pretty catastrophic injury. So hopefully he can heal up and be good to go. The Giants have badly needed corner help. Putting him at four, though, with some uncertainty, a little high, in my opinion, a little high.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog, but the injury stuff would be concerning.
Number three, Joe Tooney to the Bears. I did love this. I think you could have argued this would be number one, or at least number two for me.
What happened to him in the Super Bowl? Did that bother you at all?
No, because he was playing out of position.
Sure.
Like, I still think he's an elite guard.
There
and,
you go.
And he had to play left tackle and did a pretty solid job until the Super Bowl. And then just the wheels fell off, really yeah. everything with Kansas City. So he did get exploited, don't get me wrong, but kicking back into guard, and that's a massive upgrade for Chicago.
Sure.
And a guy that also, you know, a veteran leader, 33 years old, has been there, done that, won Super Bowls. Like, they need that in the locker room there in Chicago. So I love that move. Number two, stunning to me, Justin Fields to the Jets. 2 years, $40 million. Why?
I guess it's just not Aaron Rodgers. So
when?
You're going to get a bump.
Maybe he'll end up crushing it there. Maybe the third time's the charm here for Fields. Number one, though, and I agree, best offseason move so far, Devontae Adams to the Rams, 2 year, $44 million deal. Sean McVay and Adams, good pairing. You also have Puka Nacua, and now you've got an improved perimeter route runner in Adams. So even if he's past his prime, the former Packers star should get a boost from escaping his dysfunction setup of the recent years, which was, of course, in Vegas and then last year with the Jets. So I do love the move. Like, the Rams, to me, have put themselves in great position in the NFC. The other ones that didn't make the cut, Jordan Mason going to the Vikings, underrated move for them. They needed a runner. He's a good one. And then Azeez Ojulari going to the Eagles, which, hey, it could work, but he's rarely ever playing. So I don't know how much he's going to be available, but maybe they can get something out of him. Everybody was healthy for them last year.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 420 every day here in the G-Bag Nation. Expressway is under an hour away now. If you don't know, 520 to 6 o'clock every night, we go commercial free. It's time for a C-note. I'm going to give you some draft news, and salute to the writer here. He gives you all the different mock drafts with the players going to them and the percentage chance that said player will be available at 12. That's coming up next here, the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.